Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Where is God in the face of evil? It's a question we'll be asking shortly, actually, with a man who knows all too personally about it all, face to face with evil in the Bali bombing 10 years ago this coming week. All That I Am is a book that tackles this precise issue, and we're going to get a great insight into it now with our esteemed book reviewer, and I emphasise esteemed, Cara Mountain. Cara, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you. So this author, Anne Funder, has achieved quite a bit of achievements in her writing, hasn't she?
She has. She's one of those horrific overachievers in a lot of ways.
I love them.
So her first book was Stasiland, which was a non-fiction book, which had a huge hit around the world, so many different languages interpreted to. And then this book, which is her first novel, just recently took out the Miles Franklin Award, the pinnacle of Australian literary achievement.
Yes. So this is a narrative based on real-life events. Take us through them.
Yeah, it started when Anna Funder actually met this woman called Ruth Blatt. And as she sort of was talking with Ruth, this much older woman, she discovered a bit more about Ruth's history. And it turned out that Ruth had grown up in Germany, that she had had a cousin, Dora, and that they'd known Ernst Toller, who was a famous German playwright, and they'd actually been involved in trying to escape from Nazi persecution because they were all involved in the leftist movement in Germany. So in 1933, they managed to escape to England, and then they tried to tell the West about Hitler and what he was capable of, and they tried for years to try and make people aware, and nothing really happened of it. But they didn't give up trying, and eventually Ruth actually went back to Germany. She was imprisoned, but eventually she managed to escape and she immigrated to Australia.
Mm. It's a huge story, no doubt. How did you feel? How moved did you feel reading it?
Well, it's very moving. I right from the start, you get sort of captured into the story. The opening line is one of those wonderful opening lines of any book. It was, "When Hitler came to power, I was in the bath."
Read on.
Yes, that's right. I immediately wanted to read further. And it's about Ruth and her husband, and they hear the news that Hitler has come to power, and as an act of sort of, I guess, just showing him up, they dangle their red flag out the window and they laugh about it. But of course, activities like that, even in the days and weeks after Hitler coming to power, became things that people got murdered for. Yeah. So quickly, the whole mood turns into a very dark, somber. The whole Germany has become oppressive. But I think the reason it's so moving is you actually get caught up in the lives of these three people, and you begin to see what's happening to them. They're just, in some ways, reasonably ordinary people that you can relate to.
It personalizes.
Yeah,
it, yes.
And you see the horrors they go through, the impacts on their family and friends, and it's a really hard story to read in some ways.
So much, of course, is known about Nazi Germany, Hitler, the Holocaust. Mm. Does this shed much new light on that era?
Well, I think there is a real danger because there is, I would say, one movie or one book a year almost that comes out about the Holocaust, and it would be awful if we became immune to it. I think what's different about this book is this story, first of all, seeing it through the left movement rather than the Jewish story, although that's caught up in it as well. But also, I guess I had been unaware that for 6 years there were German refugees in England campaigning very, very publicly to try and help people realise what the threat of Hitler was. And interestingly, there is a minor character in the book, a politician, who at last is listening to them and beginning to respond, and his name was Winston Churchill.
Funny about that, yes. You say that the book isn't all dark. How so?
Well, I think Funder has done this because of the beauty of her writing. Her writing is just gorgeous, and she's able to be able to draw you into the story by painting a picture, describe very well the physical presence. So, for example, there's this beautiful line when she's talking about Ruth as an elderly woman living in Sydney. And the line is, out the window, a Rosella feasts from a flame tree. Sneakers hang dance on an electric wire. Behind them, the earth folds into hills that slope down to kiss that harbour, lazy and alive. It's just, wow. It's beautiful writing.
Yes, I know.
And she builds into it sort of philosophy. She talks about that life we live in one direction, but memory takes us back and gives us a chance to experience it as news. And
wow.
Wonderful ideas like that are just scattered through the book.
So the question I opened with, where is God in the face of evil? The world knows it's dark times. How does this book demonstrate the presence of God in those times?
Well, what's really interesting is I don't think Funda is a believer, and I don't think she even set out to put God in there. In fact, Ruth at one point talks about the catastrophes of belief in God in the nation, in our leaders, as part of that experience in Germany. And God, obviously, in that case, was the first one to go.
Yes.
However, in spite of that, there's so many images of God and references to God, references to Jesus that just crop up through the book. I was just fascinated by that. And then there was this wonderful line that's attributed to Ernst Toller, who tells a story about when he was a boy and he was talking to a rabbi. And the rabbi said, we must believe in God because if we don't, we will have to believe in man and then we will only be disappointed.
Mm. Wow. That's powerful, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
So I quote you here, the crux of the book is when humanity is found wanting in the face of the evil of Hitler. How do we apply that to our lives today, do you reckon?
Well, I think if we look around, I mean, for the people who mock the idea of God, I do pose that question. Let's look at humanity and how humanity is doing. I mean, our personal lives are riddled with mess and chaos, some people's more than others. And if we look at world events, we've got to say humanity is just not capable of getting it right all the time.
On its own,
and
yes.
Yeah, it needs help. And interestingly, in the book, Toller can recognise grace, but he's scared to embrace what he sees as just a religious ideal. And I think what I would say to Toller and what I wanted to scream into the book was,
yes.
God's hand of grace is not just for the religious people, it's for everyone.
Totally. Mm. Never was there a wiser saying on Open House, Cara Martin. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.